7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We are all following progress on that Amazon Fulfillment Center, and you've got some info on when it may be opening.
Yeah. And as few as like 5 weeks from now, which is exciting, kind of the moment everyone's been waiting for. That was the big news last week. The construction manager for the project said at an event in Fresno that, you know, they got to put in some carpeting, maybe some more painting. They got to paint stripes out in the parking lot. But in as few as 5 weeks, they should be ready to go. But then a couple weeks, they're going to get their temporary certificate of occupancy. So they're moving along. And the cool thing, construction started at the end of June of last year. And they said this sucker would take a year to do. And lo and behold, it took them a year to do it. So that's pretty impressive. Yeah. 855,000 square feet. And, you know, about 1,500 to 1,200 people are going to be working there. They said they have about 5 miles of what they call conveyance set up in the warehouse. And what that means, I'm not sure, but there's some robots involved. So it's going to be kind of unlike anything else that people have seen here in Fresno. So one notable thing to say is that the construction guy said that the big decision for them to move in there was just the city extending their utility lines to that location in South Fresno. And he put it pretty succinctly. You know, you have to have the water out there. You have to flush a lot of toilets when you have 1,200 people, was his exact quote. So toilets will be working, and within, you know, this summer there'll be lots of jobs, new jobs coming into fruition. So,
yeah, that's exciting. Anytime we bring that many jobs to town, that is good news. Now we have one of our fun events of the whole year coming up next weekend, Grizzly Fest. And this is an event that is now providing more opportunities for small business owners, huh?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's relocated from Chukchansi Park, and that was a little controversial, you know, to Woodward. But what was overlooked is just much more space to have more local vendors selling stuff, you know, and it's going to be 2 days. There's going to be a lot of food entrepreneurs there. Here's kind of a contrast. You could buy a vegan meals that'll be available. And El Premio Mayor is going to have bacon wrap burritos. So, yes.
One extreme to the other is what you say.
Yes. And it's like triple the space for the food trucks. Before they had 11, now they have like 32. They're going to be out there. And the promoter said there's people from all over the world that have bought tickets. He anticipates up to 20,000 people. I think that's about what they have room for. And, you know, at Chukchansi, they had about 8,500. So ticket sales are up. You know, some of the local watering holes there are going to be running people back and forth in golf carts. And that's the standard is going to be doing that. So all day. So you could go back and, you know, just kind of have fun and enjoy the music.
And people out live around Woodward Park, they need to batten down the hatches this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, earmuffs, something.
Yeah. Could get a little loud out there. Hey, great info, man. Have a great week, Gabe. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
If you want more information on these stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, you should pick up a copy of the Business Journal.